Hey, how you doing? Are you more relaxed that you've unplugged from social media and mainstream media? I don't know. I feel good, actually. I don't know if it's the numbness wearing off and, because I felt so much pressure and anxiety the last week. Almost, yeah, tomorrow will be a week. I felt all the stress and anxiety because I know what Project 2025 says. And yeah, and the border, the guy that he just put in charge of the border was on 60 Minutes saying, oh, families can go together and not be separated. But he also believes in separating or deporting, excuse me, deporting anchor babies. Go figure that one out. Considering Barron Trump is probably an anchor baby. It's going to be a rough 4 years. I do know that. And then, of course, there are going to be some kind of shenanigans going on in Congress to try to get more on his term or, give him more leeway to set up for possible J.D. Vance later on. Because J.D. Vance was bought by Peter Thiel, so yeah. And then of course Elon Musk bought off Trump. This is what's called oligarchs, in case you didn't know. This is actually what's going on in Russia right now. It's being run by Putin and all the billionaires of Russia. Go figure that one with all the gas and oil. So let's see, what did I do on Saturday? Because I totally disconnected this weekend, trying to stay off my phone as much as possible too, but trying not to post, just be with myself over the weekend. So Saturday, I went for a walk on this trail that I did a long time ago. And it's a really great trail. I mean, you can walk the dirt, you can walk the asphalt, they have bike lanes. I mean, it's just really good trails to be on. And I swear it was taken over by squirrels also. I don't know. I think that there's a squirrel pandemic going on in my area because this is the second place that the squirrels have gone nuts, so to speak. So what I noticed though is, one of the things going forward with this podcast is that I'm planning on having conversations with total strangers. I kind of got the idea from Humans of New York, which was a blog post where he would just take the picture of the person, but he would quote them. So anyway, I was thinking that a lot of people are more interested in talking when it's only a microphone, basically, versus having a camera shoved in your face, you're kind of like self-conscious of how you look, kind of thing. So that's why I went back to podcasting as well, so I could be, more truer, my more authentic self, my more off the cuff, versus looking at myself down the camera saying, oh, am I framed in here right? How's my lighting? No, I want to have conversations with these people. These people, I shouldn't have said that. I mean, the people that we haven't been in contact with for a very long time, family or friends or just complete strangers, and have those conversations and see how they work out. I want to plan on meeting different people and, having a dialogue because there's going to be a need to befriend one another. I'm not saying go ahead and start wearing the MAGA hat and MAGA t-shirts kind of thing, but it might be in some areas you're gonna have to blend in, which totally sucks. I told my husband, I'm just like, I might have to, become totally white again and change change and go back to my maiden name. And he said to me, he goes, you don't think you can be who you want to be? I'm like, honey, no, not really. When we were sitting in the restaurant the day after, I remember feeling so much tension and stress and just kept my eyes down and, just darting my eyes, just looking around. And like, I don't know if everybody was just somber or afraid or scared. I don't know, but I know what I felt. I felt scared. That's what I felt. I felt scared. I didn't want to feel scared. I'm usually, not that type of person. But knowing what's in Project 2025 and knowing what this crazy, I think his name is Thomas Hallman, who wants to do all this crazy stuff at the border and deport all these people, I felt like I was wondering, actually, I was wondering, is this how people felt like when Hitler was reelected? Because remember, Hitler was reelected because people were starving and they were hungry. And these people were actually voting with their pocketbooks and not character, which amazes me because he was always at the floor of 47%. And how he can win 50.2, I'm like, how is it that this movement has grown? I thought for anything that was on its last legs. And on my husband and my son, they had me put up an American flag during all of this because I do live in a neighborhood with a lot of Trump signs at the time. There was one little house up here on the corner. It wasn't until the day of the election that she put her Kamala Harris sign out. She had all the local signage for people, but she didn't have the Kamala Harris until election day. It was like she was brave. I don't know. These people are so busy with their lives, that they were depending on media to tell them the difference between these two people. But in my opinion, I think that the mainstream media has done a horrible service to us. I mean, here's the big thing for me. You're telling me out of all these polls that they did, nobody did a, get out the vote poll, who, how many people are expected to vote? Because if I saw negative 14 million, I would have 14, 15 million, I would have been like shitting bricks, man. And of course, now I see headlines of who's blaming who for all of this. And I know what I've been missing this past week, or what, has been taken away from me, and that's hope. Hope has just been totally sucked out of us. It was just like a vacuum, wasn't it? Here we were all about, hope over fear, joy, picking joy, and versus the hate. And I didn't think my country hated women this much. I didn't think that they hated, immigrants that much. I didn't know that Black people were getting the hard end of it for all these years too. I just didn't know. And why? Because mainstream media didn't cover it. Unless it was black on black crime. There, the first thing that I've ever seen was the George Floyd. And that was good video. Rodney King, that was on video too, but look how that turned out. So it really doesn't matter if you have something on video or not, they're going to gaslight you to believe what they want you to believe. And that's where we have to talk about reality. What is reality? Reality is, I think, is what we make it. It's about what kind of information do we consume. I was talking to my husband about this. I said, until I stopped and I turned around, I saw this, like, visually, like this huge herd of people that I left behind because I stayed up with the technology. I was always cutting edge. I was always doing things way before my time. And I realized that there's still a lot of people that haven't caught up. And that's why podcasting, I think, is so popular, because people can listen, especially in the car or on their run, because the people are always multitasking, let alone just sit down and listen to somebody. So what do we do now? Do we get the resistance back up? Get the gang all back again? Or do we try to take this time to figure out ways to help people during this mess for the next 4+ years? Honestly, I don't feel like we're ever going to regain any of it again. We're not the White House, not the Congress, not the Supreme Court. All because Biden had a lousy freaking debate. Poor guy had been traveling. He had been freaking having COVID. And did he waste his legacy during all of this? I mean, why can't we just weekend at Bernie's? I don't know. I guess it is what it is, but all hope shall be gone. I see some people on Facebook. No, we must fight, fight, fight. I'm just like, dude, if you were there for 4 years and from 2017 to 2021, you're kind of spent. And now our legal system couldn't hold him accountable within these 4 years that he's had. He was able to delay, 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 obfuscate everything. Lie about everything and manages to squeak by at the end to win the election. This guy does not belong in the White House. He belongs in prison. Over 50% of Americans believe that he should not go to prison. I'm gonna be really pissed if I. Well, actually, I was really pissed to beginning with Mershon. I believe that Mershon should have stuck to his original sentencing date. This is with his 34 felonies, and with the Stormy Daniels and Michael Cohen and the bribe that he paid off of $130,000 to Stormy. So, I'm sorry, I forgot what I was saying. Stormy Daniels. Oh, with Mershon. I'm sorry. I get back here. So I'm pissed that Mershon didn't keep his original date and he postponed it. And then he's like, oh, well, I shouldn't do anything until after the election because of election interference. And I'm like, it's election interference without you doing your job in the time that you were supposed to be doing it. Doesn't that make sense? You blocked this election or helped him in this election, Judge Bershon, by not sentencing him when you should have. So. And then I hear that there's a lot of chatter still, bad things coming out about the assassination attempt, about Jeffrey Epstein, and all of it's not going to matter because he's going to be in the White House until the day he's dead, in my opinion. He ain't leaving that place until they take him out on a stretcher. They will keep him in the bunker, tied to life support. They'll Dave him all the way. Remember that movie, Dave? I guess who I should feel sorry for, but I really don't, is Melania Trump. She hated the White House with a passion. She really did. And I thought that she was almost out. If he lost, she was getting the divorce and she got was going to get out of there, but she's been able to live separate lives from him for the most part, but to be back in the White House, that's going to be hard on her. She hates the whole Christmas thing, She didn't like the whole Stephanie, who was her aide, at the end was releasing videotapes of audio tapes of their conversations. And yeah, she's just kind of a rolled with the bitches. Let's just put it that way. Oh, so going back to what I was saying about the park with walking around there, Besides the squirrels, of course, something that I noticed that is that there was actually dozens of people around the lake fishing. And all I could see was these signs, gone fishing, like I put up on my podcast cover photo. And I'm like, I wanted to go up and talk to these people, but then again, I didn't want to interrupt their fishing. You know, it's just like they were taking time to be silent. Because, yeah, nobody of them were talking and just throwing out their line. And I was just totally amazed by how many people were fishing. I'm just like, oh crap, I gotta go get my pole and bait. Even though I'm vegan, I don't know if I want to try to catch fish, but it seems to be the fun thing to do and how people are trying to escape, you know, this part of the timeline. I heard actually the numbers for cable news went way down since Tuesday. That's good. So it says that a lot of people are unplugging, which is feels really great. Once after you get a certain point, it was kind of hard, you know. You're jonesing hard, like for that cigarette or that drink or the hit, you know. Even though I don't do any of that, I'm a good girl. Drink Snapple. Zero sugar. Peach is my favorite. So, how long have I been going on here? Okay. I've been trying to keep these around 20 minutes is what I'm trying to do, 20 minutes or less. The one with my son was 30 minutes, but that was just a great conversation. But just now going forward, this is what I want to try to share with you guys and not try to bore you completely. But I like talking to people, and lately there hasn't been a lot of people to talk to. So I guess technically I'm talking to myself. Hopefully it doesn't come off that crazy. Oh, I saw another lady over on Facebook that wants to start a podcast of just Project 2025. I'm like, you are a little late to that party. I had the original podcast, baby. I don't know if I'm going to keep it up to date with Project 2025 because I haven't decided, you know, whether I'm going to get into this fight for the next 4 years, or am I just going to sit back, relax, write a book, read a book, go more places, see more things, hang out with my kids more, even though they're all adults, take my dogs for more walks. These are things that I want to do and see and be, and you know, I want to strike up conversations with complete strangers and say, hey, how you doing? And I think that's what we all should be doing. I guess, you know, I just started that with my first podcast, and when I was going back and listening to my second one, and I was trying to drop an intro for it, I realized in the last one I said, hey, how you doing? And then I'm like, you know what? That's how I want to start out every podcast. It's just asking you, how are you doing? And let me know. You know, stay in touch. MelissaFosley@yahoo.com. I'm old school, got the emails, got rid of social media, except for Facebook. I'm in the middle of deleting a whole bunch of people. I got about 2,000 more to go. I'm in the J's. So, yeah, so stay in touch is my big thing right now. Meet new people, have new experiences, stay off the phone and TV as much as possible, unless you're actually watching a movie, which is fine. I suggest staying away from documentaries too, because that hooks you into the whole news cycle on things. I was at the end, I was watching too many documentaries as well. All about Trump, you know, even saw the movie The Apprentice. I can't believe that we got to go through this again, and this time it's going to be much worse. I don't know. I got to get that hope back. Got to work on that hope. Because when hope is lost, you just don't feel like doing anything else. Not even just going for a simple walk. Watch all the people go fishing. Instead of fishing yourself. Stay in touch.